fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Just in time. Let's bring that down a little bit. What do we say in here? I got to turn Milkman's echo off. There you go. Echo off. You remember that old command, Milkman, back in the day? Echo off. You guys don't know. You know what I did, man? I disconnected the webcam. I gotta restart the webcam thing. I kicked it out with my big hoof.
Oh, heck.
Oops. Give me a second here, folks. All you syndicators and people, it should be up in a moment, momentarily. In the meantime, this is Madhouse Radio Machine. The machination has begun. There we go. It is working now. Woohoo! We have video. I think we got video. There we go. I'm on the video, man.
Wave your hands, see if you move. Wave your hands, see if you move.
There we go. That's better. All right, everybody. Hey, what's up? Good evening. Funny start to the show, but we're here. This is Madhouse Radio, where we have fun. We're about having fun. We're about meeting guys, meeting girls, getting drunk.
Yay.
Yeah, man, connection in the Madhouse.
Oh, my God.
We're all about connections.
Holy crap.
That just really connected tonight.
Tucker, are you okay, Tuck? You sound kind of like more serious than normal. Is that the prescription Enzyte over there kicking in on you?
Happy days.
Happy days are here again. All right, folks. Well, if one guy can't hear and everybody else can hear, then what's that about? No audio on Justin.
I can hear.
I can't hear anything. No audio on Justin. The stream is working.
Shit about Justin.
I
don't know what. Fuck Justin. I don't know what to tell you about Justin. Justin should be working. Let me stop the broadcast and we start the broadcast. Let's try that again. Try Justin again. See if it's working now. Maybe it's working now. I don't know, folks. You know what? Just gotta bear with me here. It's going to be one of those nights. Okay, they're saying it's working now. I had to stop and restart it because I kicked it up. Anyway.
Be with you.
I want to make an announcement here tonight. I'll get to it later. An important announcement here tonight. Don't forget. Remind me about that announcement, Milkman, okay? If you don't forget to remind me, then we're screwed.
All right. The important announcement.
All right. If you're listening here tonight, you can message me live. If you're listening live, if you're not on the podcast, you can message me over at on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is the screen name. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. And if you're using MSN Messenger, you can message me on madhouse@live.com. I want to give a introduction, of course. I'm out of order tonight. The Milkman is here. The Milkman, four-time domino champion of the Caribbean. What's up, my man?
Hey, everybody.
Ooh. Talking about and Madhouse, baby. We're back at you.
We're back out there. And, of course, Tuck. Tuck over from TuckerMike.com. Consummate legend here as well. The shortstop of the show is here as well. As I sip another sip of my beer, I want to say hi to everybody who's listening to us live. The people are starting to filter in. The news is getting around that we're back on. Everyone is excited. We've got a lot of people. A lot of people over at our syndicateradio.tv, our flagship station. What's up, guys?
Good.
Big Zolar, host of Zolar Party Nation, is in the house. He should be on tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's given the devil horns up there, some type of satanic ritual sign that he does from the 1980s and 70s.
That's something he's into.
He's into satanic rituals and drinking sheep's blood, and dude, that is cool, man. You are allowed to do whatever you want.
That's what you want to do? In America, he's allowed to do so. You can't do anything about it. See, that's right.
The G-Wizard's in there. G-Wiz is featured all over the Madhouse forums, man. He's got like three or four pranks in it. I don't think he knows about it, but he's been quite the popular guy. What else? Dino. Sidekick Chuck's in the house. The Asian Sensation is in there. That's a cool little name right there, the Asian Sensation. I like that one. You guys can run with that if you want. Sidekick Chuck, the Asian Sensation, in the house. And a lot of others in there. We'll get to some more formal introductions later on. Want to say what's up to Lonesome Loser, who's made it this week. Thank you, man. He's already confirming numbers. He said he's tired, but he's going to be with us for the show. That's awesome, bro. Thanks for coming in on your night of tiredness. We got the he's already sent the numbers for Happy Endings, the Irish Immigrant Pub, the Fox and Hound Irish Pub, and Bad Donkey Tattoos. Hey, there you go. And the Limp Lizard Bar and Grill. So we got all that to look forward to so far, and I'm sure we'll have more numbers to do. And Nini's reminding us that tonight is the 5th annual general convention of the C of C. What is the C of C? Any idea what the C of C is? The Knights of Columbus? No. That's not it. That's the K of C. Children of the Confederacy. Okay, thank you, Athena. The company.
Oh, Lord.
Children of the Losers. God, those guys just will not let that thing go, will they? Land the South of Wales again.
Southern pride, though, kitten. Southern pride.
Okay, was Tennessee... The Tennessee wasn't in the Confederacy. They were one of the states that... The slave states that stayed in the Union.
Yeah, they were.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
So, Kentucky the one that stayed in the Union?
Better state.
Good whiskey.
Okay, so who's more north, Kentucky or Tennessee?
Kentucky.
Kentucky's north. Well, Kentucky stayed in the Union, though, right? Didn't they?
Depends on which end of the map you're looking
at. Yeah, which end of the map, yeah, okay. It depends on what beer number you're on. There's hair on the microphone, man. Athena, the only one with long hair in this house.
There'll be a thorough long case. Will you become right someday?
We got that to look forward to. You can send your request to me as well. The toll-free line will be open later on tonight. Please don't call it now, but the toll-free line will be open. Milkman, what is that toll-free line, please, if you could?
888-278-8. Stop the time, and we got the...
I have no idea what you said. 888-278-8509.
Thanks for being on the ball with that.
Thanks for clearing that up for us, Milkman. 888-278-8509. And he said, if you have the time, then we got the dime. That's his nice old ditty there. So thank you, sir. I don't know if you guys noticed. I received an email this morning. I don't know how this works. I don't know if I'm going to be sued by Warner Brothers or not, but I got an email this morning. Did you hear? I know Tux. I don't know if, Milkman, did you hear about the email that I got from Comcast this morning regarding my internet service?
No, you didn't tell me about this.
Reward? Extra bandwidth?
No. Nothing nice like that. Hang on, let's see. Here's how it starts. Notice of action under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Got an abuse number here. Reported date yesterday, 7:48 a.m. Dear Comcast high-speed internet subscriber, Comcast has received a notification by a copyright owner or its authorized agent reporting an alleged infringement of one or more copyrighted works made on or over Comcast high-speed internet service, also known as the service. The copyright owner has identified your IP address associated with blah, 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 blah. So basically, I was downloading a torrent for the new Batman movie. I started downloading it, and within 15 minutes, apparently a lawyer for Warner Brothers found out about it and reported me to Comcast, and I got a strongly worded letter from the abuse department at Comcast. Well, they all it says here, I haven't been shut off yet. They haven't shut me off. What they've said is that they've turned over my information from the Comcast Legal Response Center. That's all I got so far. It said, we remind you that any manner this constitutes an infringement of the copyrighted work in violation of Comcast acceptable use policy, blah, blah, blah. So basically, they said that I violated their AUP, and they're just kind of giving me a warning, don't do it again.
Well, shame on you.
Well, fuck that shit. That's so stupid, man. I never download movies because they're crappy, but I really don't feel like sitting through watching this movie in a movie theater because it's way too packed right now to go see it. I don't like big crowds. There's too many germs. So I want to watch it here in my house, despite the fact that it's a crappy version, but pfft, what happens? And I got to get some thermite. And burn everything here, all the hard drives in the house before I get in trouble. Milkman, how do you make thermite anyway? Is there a recipe for that? You work in the chemical industry. Have you ever worked with thermite before?
I'll tell you what, that is some really hot shit.
Yeah. Thermite's some
stuff
fun
right
stuff.
There. We'll just take and actually fuse metal alone just with the heat released during the chemical reaction.
Yeah, thermite will kill a Terminator. And I learned that from the Terminator TV show. Thermite will kill a Terminator. The only thing that can kill a Terminator is thermite.
You get to hear that,
or another Terminator.
Alarm go off again.
Yeah, maybe it will go off again.
They use those to weld the rail ties together. You know, the actual rails themselves, they weld them together.
Wow, well, I guess that'll do the job then. So let me get some thermite in here. Hopefully, is that illegal to get thermite? I mean, if I go to the store and ask for thermite, will they report me to DHS or something? I'll check that out.
They'll probably point you back to the picnic department there, and you can get your a bottle of thermite right there and cool your soup off, or warm up your soda.
Cool. All right. Well, awesome. That's what I want, warm soda. Zev the Zev is reporting in. He's our secret source in the porno webcam chat rooms. And he's got a guy calling himself Chuckles. Well, the ladies go for a name like that. His number, he gave out his number in a porno webcam chat room. The girl named Constance was in the room but not on cam in Pennsylvania. Confirmed a guy answered. Say you found this number in your girlfriend's cell phone. He's reporting. So we got a phone number here for a guy who was being out in the chat room again. Good deal. That always works. Thanks, Zeph.
And then it was reminding me that he wants you to call the CFC right now because they are all in their rooms, apparently, according to New New.
Oh.
Apparently, New New has a spy cam, and that's exactly where they are all the time, so he says to call right now.
Okay, well, very well then. New New, we'll do that now. Now, last year we called them at their conference. I believe that we reported that there was a turd. That one of their members had gone down to the pool and taken a shit in the pool, and they had to come fix it or something, or come clean it up, and they got very upset when I said the word turd or something. That was fun. He's got the name here. No pool party this year. Oh, man. Perhaps you caused it to be canceled. Maybe that was my fault. You got a point. Okay. And then they're having a meeting right now in the suite. He says, all right, well, let's call here to Harold. Harold is holding a meeting in his suite right now, the Director General of the Children of the Confederacy. Excellent. Just a moment, folks.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you for calling Fredericksburg Hospitality House. This is Sharon. How may I assist you?
Hey, Sharon. I need to speak with Harold Trammell, please. You should be registered there in your computer machine.
Okay.
It's not funny. That's what they call it here in Europe.
Pam?
Harold Trammell?
I have two rooms on the Pam Trammell.
Oh, Pam, that's the wife, yes.
Okay, 1 second.
Thank you.
Miniature dolls and things for the kids.
Laughing. No one laughs at that thing. It's the first time someone actually laughed at that. She's quite smart, isn't she?
You've reached the Fredericksburg Hospitality House's message center. The guest you are trying to reach is not available right now. Please wait. Please hold.
House and Conference Center, we have our palm room serving a bountiful breakfast. Also...
Thank you for calling Fredericksburg Hospitality House. This is Sharon. How may I help you?
Hey, Sharon, could you try the other suite for Mr. and Mrs. Trammell? I wasn't able to get him at that last one. Thank you.
Just ask.
Miss Panter.
Hey there, is Harold available?
Is Harold available?
What are you asking?
No, he's in 364.
364? Are they doing the meeting right now?
This is where the meeting is.
Okay, well, I was calling for, you know, for the meeting itself. I had a had an issue with the meeting, actually.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
This is Pam Trammell. Can I help you?
Hey, Pam, how you doing?
Yes.
This is John Turk.
This is John who?
This is John Turk. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Why did you not invite me to your little meeting?
And who would you be?
I'm the assistant coordinator of staff events here at the hotel. And
you're not allowed into this meeting.
Well, there's supposed to be a representative at all events here that are supposed to be registered with the hotel here at the conference center.
Okay, well, I tell you what. You call Miss Devin Miller. She is in the hotel, and I'm sure she can assist you. Well, thank you so much.
What I need to advise you of is you need to end this meeting immediately. This is an unauthorized meeting. Damn it, I'm going to call her right back. Hang on. How do you? What button do I push, Milkman? Flash, right here.
Hooray. Hooray.
Thank you for calling Fredericksburg Hospitality House. This is Sharon. How may I help you?
Sharon, I was disconnected. Could you put me back through to Mrs. Trammell, please? Pam Trammell?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our executive edition rooms feature...
I'll live and die in Dixie.
Miss Pam's room.
Let me speak with Pam, please.
She's not in here.
Well, I was just talking to her. Well, how come you lie now? You people are holding an unauthorized meeting. Hello? Oh, Jesus Christ, people are pricks. Racist.
Look away, Dixieland.
I'm going to call him back later. Let me call the front desk and complain.
To listen to your recorded call, press 2.
Huh?
To add minutes to your card, press 3. For customer service, press 0.
I don't know what the fuck the phone is doing. What the hell is that all about? Milkman, are you in the chat room? Did you make it to the syndicate room, man? Hello. No, Milkman. Well, see, Ted made it. Hey, Ted. Welcome back. I haven't seen you in a few weeks. How you doing, man?
Yeah, man. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I got my tile laid down in the bathroom.
Hello?
Yeah. I laid all my pipe in the bedroom the other day. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I was going to mention, I don't know if you noticed, but I did want to bring up to everybody else here as well as Tad. For those of you who are fans of prank calls, be sure to check out over at SeanWard.net. Our good friend Sean Ward has begun updating on a weekly basis every Tuesday. Old and new prank calls over there at his new redone site. So everyone be sure to visit. He's a, you know, constantly, he's a VIP here in Madhouse. He visits us every once in a while. And I wanted to make sure I told everybody to be sure to check out Sean Ward. That's S-H-E-A-N. Ward. S-H-E-A-N Ward.net. He's got some new prank calls up there. He said he's going to be updating it on a Tuesday basis. Be sure to check that out, man. Consummate prank call legend here.
I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
For a prank call today.
Today.
Nunu says to call Harold. We'll call back later, sir. We want to make sure that things calm down there for a little bit. Lonesome Loser has sent in some numbers. Let's go ahead and call those real quick here. Starting off with, we got some more numbers from him also. Eduardo's Border Grill. We got El Chihuahua. We got the Blue Coyote Grill. Bravo Burgers and Havana Cafe. So we got a lot of stuff here to call tonight. That's good. A lot of stuff to do. We got some news articles to discuss here as well. Ario UK. Our friend from Norwegia, the Norwegian guy from Norway. I always see Norwegia. Been a while since the last time I listened to you. Can you please do a Fat Albert call? Milkman, remind me to do a Fat Albert call here before the end of the night, okay, sir? Write that down in your little notebook there, your Hello Kitty notepad. If you don't mind, thank you. And, hey. Yeah, okay.
It's not Hello Kitty, it's Transformer.
He's in a Hello Kitty. Milkman's Japanese, he loves Hello. He's got a big Hello Kitty backpack and a lunch bag he takes to work every day. He loves Hello Kitty, man. Hello Kitty.
Got the apron, too.
Yep. Let's run down the roster here real quick of who's listening. Kokanee, our news director. Like I said, we're going to get to some news articles here soon. We failed to get to any last week, so We actually got a news article about Rascal Scooters, Milkman. I think you'll enjoy that. We'll get to that in a little bit. You're a representative of that corporation. Athena's in there. Tuck is in there, of course. Bad Boys of Ohio are in the house. DC Logue Douche. He is legend. Well, I still have not gone to the post office to get that thing that he mailed me. I got to take that out. Douche made a urban style tag of Madhouse Radio, and he sent it to me by mail. I got to aim to go get that Saturday. I got to go over to the post office when I get a chance. Hollywood Vanya's in the house. Maybe he'll even call in. Hopefully Hollywood will call in a little bit. We can do some prankage together. Holy Shut Man, Jim Hayes has checked in. Old coworker of mine. Lonesome Loser's in there as well. Let me make sure I op him. Mr. C, MSC3, Clay Saigon, Noon, you're all in there. Of course, as I said before, Dino, G-Wiz, Disturbed, Clavin, Sidekick Chuck, the Asian Sensation, Zolar, of course, in the house still. And a lot of other people. Wow, they really got to go through all these. We got a lot of guests. Donovan Douche. Douche is in both chat rooms. Look at him. Look at that guy, huh? He gets around, huh?
All over the place.
Yeah, Zolar.
All the spaces, all
that's
what
he needs to do.
Yeah, that's what he needs to do. That's right. Good point. There you go. Ted, you know what you get for that? You get a gold star. There you go, my friend. Awesome. Good one.
Yay.
Yeah, you know what those are good for? Nothing. Ashley Dahl, Awesome Angelo. Angelo. Baba British, the Bad Boys, and they're also Blitz K, Bridges Sam, Crazy Heretic. What is Bridges Sam? What's Bridges? Bridges is Sam? That's too many S's, bro, or girl, whatever you are, man. That's... cut down on the S's. Leave some S's for the rest of us, man. Donovan Dank T.
.com site.
Leave some S's for Mississippi.
Monkey Sex Corrupt, Mrs. Jackie Wenchy, Zev to Zev. We talked about Zolar is God. Anyway, a lot of people listening tonight, so thank you, everybody. We're going to get into the pranks now. Of course, you can call in 1-888-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Milkman, would you like to make a music request, sir? I promise I will do it. You know what we didn't do last week? You said The Doors last week, and we never got to it. I should do that one. Let me just find a Doors song.
Well, you want to move the Doors? Door.
Play a T-Rex instead.
I'm drunk. I'm fucking high. I'm drunk. I'm dead.
Is that The Doors? T-Rex. Okay, here we go.
Oh, hell.
Children of the Revolution. Here you go. Whoa. Loud. All right, guys. Let's take it easy. Here goes the next prank call tonight.
Hey, man.
We're calling the Irish Immigrant Pub in Seattle, Washington. Just a moment.
Irish Immigrant.
Hey, is this the Immigrant or the Irish?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What's the maximum people you guys can sit in a table?
It depends on how skinny your friends are.
That's not very funny because, as a matter of fact, we're with the National Association of Fat Acceptance.
No, I'm just asking because we have booze.
Wow.
So.
That's disgusting, lady. Have you ever heard of the Helms-Burton Act of 1996? The fucking cunt. I'm going to get it right back. Damn it, no one makes fun of fat people.
Wow.
God, I swear to God, man, this is the... We are not having a good show tonight. I just warn you now. Everyone alert.
Boring.
Just hang on.
No, that was good. Call her back. That would be great.
I'm going to call her the C word to her face.
She ain't having the fat.
She ain't having the fat. Well, like their food doesn't have fat in it. I'm going to bring that up, matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
Hey, 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 hey.
Irish Immigrant.
Hey, 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 how you doing today?
What do you need?
I need a seat in the booth for my 482-pound ass.
Alright. Let's try her again.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I got something you can tell.
What you got, Ted?
Please enter your PIN number.
I'm going to work this in somehow. Tell her, is the bar like a porcupine?
Is the bar like a porcupine?
Yeah, the pricks are on the outside.
I thought it was like an Irish limerick for a second. Give me some Irish limericks, people out there. You Irish, you mix out there who are listening. Now, give me some funny Irish limericks. There once was a woman from China. With a popsicle in her vagina.
I'll tell her that, see if she likes that. She's Irish, isn't she?
To use your normal voice, to record the phone number entered
is
invalid.
Feasible.
Please re-enter the number you wish to call.
Because it would melt, wouldn't it?
To place a call, press 1. Please enter your destination number, starting with the area code, followed by the pound sign.
She's just hanging up the phone now. All right, we'll call her back as Jack Masterson later.
All right, well, good. That was one down. That was kind of fun. Yay. Hope you guys enjoyed that one. For what it was worth. All right, we're going to call the Fox in Hand. You know what I heard? I don't know if anybody else heard this on Howard today, and Gary was just on before we started, but I don't know if this is an older prank or a new one of his. He did this prank where he was calling a store that sells beagles, and he was saying, "I want bagels. I want a bagel with cheese." And the guy's like, "We don't have fucking bagels. It's beagles." Like the dog. And the guy, "I want bagels. Hey, give me fucking bagels." It was funny. I laughed and laughed. Then I had to go to work, and I realized, and I started crying. If anybody has a copy of that, send it over to me. I'd like to play.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah. Oh, Madonna. Madonna's getting divorced. Let me give a quick news story here off the Kokanee line. Let's get to that real quick. Oh, we got something to talk about. Milkman, who's your favorite golden girl? I bet you know who it is. Milkman there, paying attention? Milkman? Hello, Milkman?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Hear you now. Well, who's your favorite Golden Girl? Did you ever watch the Golden Girls?
Maude was my favorite one. Maude, the one that talked like this, you know? She used to try to do phone calls once, and, you know.
Huh?
Finally died?
There was no Maude. No, Estelle Getty. She's dead, man.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Maude.
I don't know who you're talking about. Estelle?
The old one that smoked the cigarette?
No. What show are you watching? What are you talking about? Estelle Getty, the older one. The old crotchety one that was in the movie with Sylvester Stallone. Dead.
Before your time, you won't
get
it, man. It was
1970,
dude.
Zoar says B. Arthur was
Mom. He's talking about
being a
mom. Well, this one played the mom. B. Arthur's mom. Okay. All right, so yeah, Estelle Getty, you know, and I realized...
Actually, Estelle Getty was the youngest one. They put her in makeup.
As the oldest one. I don't know if she was the youngest one, but she died, she was 86. I could have sworn she was 86 back in, like, 1985. So that lady really hit the wall really bad.
She was in makeup.
No, she was not. That was her real face.
I thought she was older than me.
She was in makeup.
It was a mask.
Yeah, Milkman had a run on that. I bet you he did.
It was a mask.
It was a mask the whole time, yeah. She must have died with the same mask on.
Okay. Go together, show y'all titties.
Show your titties, Estelle Getty.
Show y'all titties.
Come on, Granny.
Hey, Ma, show y'all titties.
All right, you guys are all nasty, all right? You know, we're talking about old 80... septenarologians. What is that called when someone's in their 70s? You call them septuagenarians or something like that?
It's all fun.
Septuagenarians.
Yeah. Or octogenarians, apparently, or whatever you guys are talking about. You guys are dirty. All right, so let's call the Fox and Hound Irish Pub. All right, guys? Yeah. And if you guys want to call in and do some pranks, you can. We got a lot of numbers to do. He is listening, says his girlfriend says hi. Well, that's good, man. Tell your girlfriend I said hi and ask her how I taste. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we're going to call the Fox and Hound. Hang on, everybody. Oh, shut up, Athena. You don't like it? Go to sleep.
The
thing that actually... Spider-Man, little woman, Spider-Man.
Fine,
don't
it?
Carlito's getting his ass whooped right about now.
Yeah, yeah, oh, you know, smack him in the head for curling iron.
Excuse me?
For customer service.
I'm being
no, you just didn't.
I'm being advised that I'm supposed to say I'm sorry for what I just said, and that I am very loyal.
Okay.
And I love my fiance Athena. For now.
Good boy.
Until she gets out of line.
Man, Ted, you're in a good mood tonight, man. That's good for you. Huffing paint over there? Huffing tile adhesive?
Huffing gas.
Oh, huffing gas is fun.
Fox and Hound.
Hey, is this the Fox and Hound?
Wait.
Yes.
Good, 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 good. I need to brush up on my skills, you know what I mean? Hello? You hang up, there's going to be trouble between me and you. So I got to
see. Okay.
I'm going to go in there and let some foxes loose and throw onions at them.
Okay.
Will that be a problem? You guys get down like that?
No.
Well, you know what? Fur is murder. Well, you guys want me to shoot the hounds? That's disgusting, lady. Come on. God, this show sucks tonight, man. You know where this show is? Right here.
Worst show of the month so far. I don't know what's going on tonight, man. I just don't have the juice. We're going to call the bad donkey tattoos now. Might as well. Bad prank calls, bad donkey tattoos. All makes sense. Where's Reckwood when you need him? Where is that guy, Reckwood?
Where is him, Reckwood?
I see him on during the day.
Welcome. Please answer.
Yo, this is us calling an old lady and threatening to burn her house down. Well, that's nice.
Bad donkey.
Yeah, hey, is this the tattoo guy?
Yeah.
Are you the guy that does the tattoos over there? Is there more than one of you?
There's more than one of us, yeah.
Well, hey, look, my wife went in there, right? She got a tattoo.
Okay.
And it says Jake on it.
It says Jake?
And my name ain't fucking Jake.
Oh, yeah?
Who's Jake?
I don't know. You tell me who Jake is.
Well, this is Bruce. I'm not Jake.
Well, I'm pretty sure I didn't fuck up a Jake and a Bruce.
Well, then in that case, you must know something that I don't. Is your name Jake?
My name ain't Jake.
Put Jake on.
Who the fuck Jake is?
Put fucking Jake on the phone over. They're gonna have a good talking to that bastard.
There ain't a fucking Jake here.
Well, someone tattooed their name on my wife's left tit.
It wasn't fucking here.
Well, she says she was drinking, and she...
Well, if she's drinking, it's her fucking problem. It says right here on the thing that if it's a Jake or that she wasn't fucking drinking when she got tattooed.
Well,
don't call me up giving me a bunch of shit.
Hey, you fucking asshole. Look, she's a married woman. You don't go around...
That is not my problem what's happening in your personal life, pal.
She said that she couldn't see it, and she said, put my husband's name on my left tit, and that the guy put their own name on it, and your name is Jake.
My name is not fucking Jake.
Well, when you picked up, you said, this is Jake. Bad tattoo.
I did not. Why would I tell you I'm fucking Jake when I'm not Jake?
I'm going to give you a prison tattoo right on your ass that's going to have my name Bruce on it. You understand?
No, sure. Come on down, pal.
I'm going to come down. I'm going to make you eat those needles, too, buddy.
All right. Come on down, pal.
How do you get these things
out? Like I said.
Well, how can you get these things out, man?
Laser removal. That's the only thing I know.
Dude, you need to make this right.
I ain't making shit right.
Well,
I didn't do fucking nothing wrong.
Were you? You're covering for Jake, then. Either you're Jake's or you're Jake's dad.
I don't know a fucking Jake.
Can you change Jake to Bruce? Because if not, I'm going to divorce her, man.
Well, she
women, should you?
Well, she shouldn't fill out a form that says she's not drunk.
Well, no, but she said that she was coerced to sign it under alcohol arrest.
Oh, what the fuck ever.
When I put the lawsuit I'm going to put on you, you're going to have to close your business down. I'm going to take all your business.
You know what? She's got the fuck. We've got the damn paperwork here that she signed saying she wasn't drunk. So
well,
bring it on, motherfucker.
I just forced her to write down on a piece of paper that it was your fault, that it says Jake did the tattoo with his name on it.
Fine and dandy. That's going to work out super in court.
Well, no, it is in the court, hard court of Knox. That's where it's going to work out. The hard court of Knox, buddy.
You know where I'm at, bud.
Well, you know, a signed paper...
You know right where I'm at.
It could be on a napkin. A signed paper is a bond of truth, a sacred bond. And when
what are you talking about?
I'm going to go in, I'm going to break in, I'm going to burn all your files. And you're not going to have any proof.
Right?
You're not going to have any proof of anything.
You're going to break in here.
I'm going to break in, I'm going to steal the files, I'm going to shred them. And then where's
you breaking in here.
Yeah, so when it happens, what are you going to do, huh? When I shred your files, what are you going to... You don't have a
leg to
stand.
You ain't going to get in here, cocksucker, so don't even fucking threaten
me. How am I not going to get in there, dude? How do you know?
Dude, I'll be sitting here fucking waiting on you. I was sleeping this motherfucker.
I'm a fucking ninja, man. I'll go in there.
Whatever.
You know where I was in fucking Invasion of Panama. I'm fucking hardcore, man.
All right.
I'll go in there like
I'm glad you're hardcore.
Yeah, I'm going to go in there like a ninja. I'm going to take all your, I'm going to shred your papers in front of you. And you'll be like, oh, no, Bruce, don't do it. Don't do it again, Bruce. Don't do it. I'm going to take the tattoo machine. I'm going to put it right on your face. It's going to say, Bruce.
Come on down, Bruce.
You want me to come down?
If you got a problem, you come down and talk to me.
I'm going
to
come down and make you sign
It's pretty easy to be tough on the fucking phone.
Look, I'm writing right now. It says right here on this paper, my name is Jake, and I am guilty. And I'm making an X and a line. You're going to sign your name after the X right there.
Dude, I am not Jake.
Well, when you sign the paper,
who
it says
the fuck
your name
is this?
When you sign the paper and it says your name is Jake,
then
you're guilty. Because apparently,
whatever.
We signed the paper, and then you know, oh, yeah, I could be in there high off my ass on amphetamines and huffing paint and tile adhesive. And I can sign a paper that says, oh, no, I just want my tattoo for agricultural purposes. I'm not drunk. And all of a sudden, you're like Pontius Pilate, washing your hands, huh? Well, it doesn't work like that. This is America. I don't know from what country you came over from. You sound like you're a damn Muslim. Where did you come from, huh? What country?
Oh, eat shit.
Coming
eat
over here and taking all our jobs from India, you bastards. Why don't you go back to your own country, man?
I don't know who the fuck this is.
Damn immigrant tattoo artist.
Oh, yeah.
You old bastard.
What? Yeah, I'm sure you... I'm from... Listen to me talk. I'm fucking Muslim.
You have, like, some accent there. Maybe it's a gay inflection to your voice, maybe. Perhaps.
Oh, you're a cocksucker.
Hey, put your girlfriend on the line over there. I'll give her a good tossing to.
Oh, is that right?
Who's the woman over there?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Bruce, man. The guy who's going to go in there, I'm going to shred all your papers.
Oh, Bruce, I about had it with you.
All right, sir. Put that girl on the phone, man. I'm horny.
Oh, you don't need to talk to anybody but me.
No, but I want to talk. Why are you cock blocking me, man? I'm going to let you off easy if you let me talk to the girl.
You're just bitching. Why do you want to fuck around with your wife?
Ask her over there. Well, because she's got Jake's name, your name. So tell her.
I am not Jake.
Tell her
who
to talk.
Is this?
Tell her to talk me off in the background. All right, he hung up already. That was funny.
All right, talking me off here. Yeah. Oh, there we go. There's a little bit of redemption, huh? I'm sure Zolar appreciated that. He's a tattoo artist. He has a fucking horn. Who the fuck is
Jake?
I don't know where I got that from. Someone did a prank once where they said, you know, yeah, someone took out a tattoo and it's, you know, that's not my name. Who was that, Clone maybe, or someone did that a long time ago? I don't know. That was an older prank. All right. I am literally on beer number 3.
Definitely better than that one. I remember that.
Hey, thanks, man. You're cool.
Yes, man.
Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to call in, you can. The toll-free line is open. 1-888-278-8509. I see Hollywood just tried to call in right before that call, and I missed it. I'm sorry, man. Call back in. Call again. We'll do some pranks. We'll have fun. We'll touch each other on the phone. Tell him he smells like a curry-filled cunt. God. Did Clone come in the room a few weeks ago? I don't know. Did he? I don't think so. I don't even think he has internet anymore. Well, he's on his mobile phone right now. We should try to give Clone a call. See what he's been up to. Yeah. Gatling is sending in a number for Sandra K. Tampon. Wow. Well, that sounds funny. Man, I got a lot of gas. Like burping, you know what I mean, from the beer. Nina says, Hollywood, fuck with the racist, please, when you do call in. This is him.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Carlito there.
Speaking, who's this?
This is,
this is Douche, man.
Oh, Douche, hi, man. You're doing pretty good masking your phone around, trying to get through.
Couldn't even think of a voice.
I'm not masking it, man.
That's what your real voice sounds like, and you're masking it now? Is that what it is? Who was your favorite Golden Girl, Douche? Did you ever watch the Golden Girls?
No, man.
No?
How was that?
The Golden Girls, you don't know? I know. They're on, like, repeats and stuff. You know what the Golden Girls are, man.
I don't watch repeats, though, you know?
What TV shows do you like to watch?
Hockey.
Hockey? That's not even in season, man.
I know, I watch replays.
That's pretty freaking sad, dude.
Yo, let's prank someone.
Yeah, you get one prank, all right, then everybody else has to call in, all right? No one wants to hear people call in more than once a night, because especially Dr. Lego, he doesn't like that. What do you want to call, a restaurant, or what do you want to call? I got an escort service also.
Yeah, let's call the escort service.
All right, this is called University Escorts.
Can you help me out? Can you help me?
What do you need me to do? Prank master, what do you need?
I don't know.
Okay, well, here you go, University Escorts. I'm going to help you out, okay? I promise I will help you. You got it?
Yep.
All right, man, this is our biggest caller here. Just a moment. After you, Hollywood's going to call in, so we're going to make this fast. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Hey, do you guys have any big girls over there?
What do you mean by big girls?
Like larger women, larger than average?
Well, what weight range are you seeking?
Like more than 150.
Yes, we do. What city are you in?
Can I put my friend is a guy. We're in Fredericksburg here at the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so my friend, let me connect him real quick, all right? All right, Bruce, you there? Bruce.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, yeah, I got her on the line. She says she's got a girl for you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, it's my first time with a girl. I've only been with men before this.
Okay, so are you in a hotel?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, you would have to call back and then give your name that you're registered to and your room number, and I would have the lady call.
Can I just tell you right now?
No, sir. You'd have to leave your information, and I'd have the lady call you.
Why?
Have a nice day.
Is it because I'm black?
Ooh, they got the porno music. Did she just put us on hold or something?
Gay.
Well, douche, I don't know where this is going. Sorry, it's a polite hang-up. Hey, Athena, you do me a favor? You give me my wallet, please? Thank you.
How come I hear a shadow?
A shadow?
Of my voice.
Uh-huh. You listen? Oh, it's in my pants. In the bedroom. Thank you. Athena's getting my wallet, douche. Isn't that great?
What's it for?
I gotta buy more minutes for the phone.
I thought you were talking about the shadow.
I thought I was talking about my dick.
What the hell's going on? Why are we on hold?
No, she hung up because you ruined the prank call, man. Weak sauce.
How?
How do you hear shadows anyway? You mean an echo? Is that what you're talking about?
Totally.
Yeah.
You're stoned, aren't you? How much are you smoking a day, man?
Your shadows?
I don't know.
You don't know? Like, how long does it take you to go through an ounce, let's say?
Give her shit, baby.
A couple of weeks.
So you go through an ounce every 2 weeks? So you go through, like, a half ounce a week? Is that just you smoking, or do you, like, share with other people?
It depends.
It depends on what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I usually share with other people, but...
What do you use? Joints, blunts, bongs, pipes, bubblers? What do?
Everything, man. I use everything.
We gotta have a preference. Like, what do you go for in the morning? What do you reach for first?
Oh, dude.
The bong.
The bong? Ugh, God, I can't stand the fucking bong. That's nasty shit. What's that?
It's the craziest bong out there.
Gravity Vortex.
Gravity Vortex. I've only done the gravity bong once. Tuck's over there mentioning a gravity bong. Isn't that where you do the water? What is it called? Where you take like a 2-liter bottle, you cut the bottom off of it, and you put like an impale of water. Isn't that the one?
No, man. This thing is the Gravity Vortex. I paid the $120 for it. It's like high tech.
$120?
Yeah, it's high tech shit.
It's a high tech version of a low tech thing.
How does it work? Explain it.
Coke bottles,
Go on their website.
Okay, they got a website. You just don't want. Did you buy one?
Yeah. I have one.
You have one?
Yeah.
Is it one of those things that, like, you have to plug it into, like, an outlet or something like that?
No, you don't have to plug it in.
think there's a YouTube of Muck Sticky demo.
Really? Now I'll let other people call in. You know, I have to go now.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in, bro.
I should call in again later on tonight.
Maybe. We'll give you the word if you have permission. I'll check with Lego, okay?
I listened to Lego show yesterday.
You did? I missed it. I was sleeping. I fell asleep at 8:30 last night, man. I still woke up tired. That's how crazy I am.
I tried to call in, but he didn't let me.
He didn't let you? He blocked you? Or he said he doesn't like you, right?
Yeah, he doesn't. He hates me.
I don't know why. What'd you do to him? I told you he's not happy with you. Because you're bothering my show. That's why you bring us down. All right, man. Take it easy, man. Be safe and don't get caught out there, all right?
Okay.
All right, then, man.
That's douche, everybody. Douche. Let's play a classic prank call here while I finish out the purchase of the new phone card. Let me go over to the new Madhouse forums, which you can visit over at madhouselive.com if you haven't yet. And there's a lot of new prank calls up there, thanks to Hollywood Vanya, who will be calling in a second, I'm sure. Hint, hint. What was a good prank call we played lately off of there? Let's see here. Get out of the house now. Yeah, this is from last week. These are pretty funny prank calls. If you missed them, here you go. Listen to these for a moment. We'll be right back with more live pranks.
Is that the end of?
No, not the end of. I gotta find that, dude. I can't find it anywhere. I think Ted has it, too. Don't you, Ted?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Tahita.
Hello?
Yes, are you okay?
Yes.
There's a problem.
Yes. What problem?
You need to get all your clothes in the bag immediately, please.
All my clothes in the bag?
Yes, put all your clothes in the bag immediately and step outside, and you need to take the garden hose and wet down your house.
And walk down my house?
Yes, you need to put water all over your house with your garden hose. You can even urinate on it if you need to.
Just a minute.
Okay.
I'll put down my clothes, put on my clothes and come down.
Okay, please hurry up.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Hello?
Ma'am.
Hello?
What's taking so long?
Well, I'm coming down. I'll have to change.
Well, no. Just come down without your... What do you have on right now? Hello? She already hung up.
Hello?
Hey, lady. What took you so long? Why? Where were you?
Well, who are you calling? The thing is, to me, everything is normal. Why do I have to come down?
There's nothing normal.
Who are you calling?
There's a methane leak.
Yeah, but like there's in the clothes, there's nobody up. If there was a methane leak, the other people should have been informed too.
No, yeah, you're supposed. I asked you to wake them up, ma'am.
Pardon? There's nobody down. I went down and everything is normal.
You're supposed to tell them that it's a leak. Someone broke wind and it was a methane leak and it's dangerous.
So why aren't the other people out?
I told you had to knock on the door. We only have your phone number. They could be in danger right now.
Well, the thing is, okay, you should, if there was, the indoor warden didn't say anything.
The warden?
Indoor warden, yes.
What's an indoor warden? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't know. Don't phone me because the thing is, who are you?
I'm with the fire brigade, you know. I bring a bucket of water and, you know. I was hoping to look at it. Did you go outside? You ran outside?
Yeah. I went outside. And the lady downstairs, they're asleep. Everybody's asleep.
Well, you're supposed to know. I asked you to knock on their door to wake them up and let them know they had to go outside.
No, I couldn't wake them up. They're all sleeping.
Well, let them get hurt then. Let them get hurt. Who cares? Huh? Is that it? You don't care about
The thing is, they are the people who are down. Why didn't you contact them?
No, but I asked you to tell them. They could be...
No, you didn't ask me. You told me to put on the clothes and go down.
Ma'am,
and I did go down.
To be honest with you, I think maybe that they... Are you sure they're sleeping? You think maybe they passed out?
The thing is, I don't think... if you're from the fire brigade, right? Like, as far as I'm concerned, the warden and the people should have at least told me. But nobody has. As far as I'm concerned, I went down and everything is normal. And if there was a methane leak outside, it would be more dangerous.
Well, ma'am, you know, to be honest with you, I'm hoping that you don't light a match or anything like that because there could be a mess that happens, you know.
What can I do? Like, okay, the thing is, I mean, how do you know it's in my house? Why not the next door?
Did you, are you wearing any clothes right now? Did you take your clothes off already?
Yeah.
So you're not wearing any clothing right now?
No.
Can you part the hairs for me, please?
Pardon?
I need you to part your hairs for me.
Part my hairs?
Yes, please. Part. I need you to part the hairs.
I don't understand you.
Well, when you take the hairs and I need you to move them to the side, like part them, you know?
I don't. There's nobody in the house other than me.
But you have your hair, right? Do you have your hair down there?
Yeah.
Well, I need you to part the hairs and get them out of the way. Please. I'm coming in with the Vaseline.
Okay. You seem to be the wrong person to me. Sorry, and don't phone me back.
I'm going to phone you a lot, and we're going to talk sexually.
And you heard that? I'm a wrong person.
There we go. I'm a wrong person heard. Hey, what's up? What's going on, Hollywood? How you doing, man?
Not much.
Man, thank you for editing that.
Can you part the hairs?
Can you part the hairs?
This is hilarious.
Like, you seem like a wrong person to me. Brilliant. That was fun. Hey, man, how you been?
Oh, I've been just fine.
How's the old hip holding out, or the leg, or whatever it was?
Leg. It's doing all right. I'm still on my wonderful medication.
And when you're done with those, you know, you got any left over, share the wealth, you
just,
know?
Yeah, there you go. Just forward some to you, right?
Forward some, yeah, man. You got my address. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Hey, did you have any problems with the Madhouse CD I sent you? Someone said that there might be a problem with one of the tracks. Have you noticed anything?
No, I've listened to all of them. They've been fine.
Good. Might have been a funky CD. All right. Well, we won't worry about that. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Look at that. Bass says he's going to be in Japan next week. He's going to try to jump on Ventrilo for next week's show for a Japan update. That's cool.
Hey, cool.
Cool. We'll have to call Vagina Jones.
That was a great call, too.
I'll try to get you some numbers.
All right, yeah, do that. Bass is going to try to get us some numbers. Cool. Do that, Bass, man. We look forward to that. Vagina Jones in person over there. You have any requests for prank calls? Hollywood, I've got a lot of different types of numbers. I've got a Vietnamese restaurant, escort services here. We've got the racist people over at the conference.
Hey, whatever, man.
All right, let's try to call the Havana Cafe.
Okay.
So I'm going to assume this is Cuban food.
Yeah.
That'd be my assumption. Let's see what song we can play here. Here we go. Little bit of Led Zeppelin. Hang on, everybody. Havana Cafe coming in just a moment.
Hey, Bell Rose, it's Dorian. How may I help you?
Dorian, how are you doing tonight?
I'm well, thank you. How are
Great.
You this evening?
I'm doing just wonderful. Hey, I've got a quick favor to ask. Are you busy right now?
No.
Okay, perfect. I need you to clear your mind completely, okay? And pretend that you have in your hand a deck of cards. Okay.
Who is this, please?
This is the skater. I am the I'm an illusionist, and I'm going to attempt. We're live on the air right now, and I'm going to attempt.
Live on the air, where?
We're on 98.6 The Mouth, my friend. So here's what we're going to attempt to do. I want you to picture a card, a deck of cards in your hand. All right. You got
okay.
it. All right.
Yeah.
Now. I want you to pretend like you're going through the cards and stop at any card.
Okay.
Okay, you got it?
I do.
Okay, pull that card out of the deck and look at it. Picture that card in your mind right now. You got that card?
I do.
What card were you thinking of?
Well, you tell me. You're the illusion.
Well, no. This is part of the trick. What card were you thinking of?
Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades. That's exactly what I was going to say, man. I'm telling you. I am one of the best illusionists in the world.
I doubt it somehow.
No, thank you
Have
so
good
much.
Thank
hey,
you.
Dorian, I tell you what, let's try.
That's perfect. I can even
To place a call, press 1. To
That was good. He kind of at the end is like, well, what? Wait a minute.
I can just picture him going to the cards.
You should have been like, no, it's the card that says 100 ways to play poker. You know, they always stick one in there that says that.
You're looking at the queen.
Yeah, the queen. No, you idiot, you got the wrong one. All right, let's try that again. That was pretty funny. All right, I'm gonna call a Vietnamese restaurant, see if they play. This is the Nim Tri Vietnamese Cuisine in San Francisco. San Francisco.
Hello, did it help you?
Yeah, are you taking orders still?
Hello?
You still taking orders, baby?
Yeah, to go? You want to go?
Oh, yeah. What time do you get off?
Okay.
You gonna bring it to me?
Yeah, you want that to go?
Oh, yeah, you bring it to me, right? I'm home alone tonight. And I need some food.
Yeah, you know you want... What kind of food do you like?
Oh, man, can I get a Big Mac?
Huh?
You have hot dogs?
We don't have hot dogs, sorry.
You don't have that? Okay, well, what do you have exactly?
I don't know, but you don't know...
I don't know what kind of food you like.
I have a lot of food. I don't know what kind of you like.
You have a boom items? What?
Huh?
What?
Hello,
English?
Little bit.
Oh, good. Can you just talk to me?
Hello. I want the barbecue pork with the egg roll.
Oh, pork. Hey, what can I bring to you? Are you hungry? Can I bring something to you? What do you like?
What
do you like? What's your favorite food?
I have a lot of food. I don't know.
Your favorite food?
Peanut. A lot of peanut. I don't know.
You have comprende espanola?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Coconut barbecue chicken.
You like barbecue chicken? No, what do you like? Coconut. You like barbecue chicken?
Coconut barbecue chicken.
You like coconut?
No, I don't know. What kind of food do you like?
No, I don't. I'm asking you, what kind of food do you like?
Tell him.
But I won't get that
to me.
Did he mouth? Keep it going.
Oh. I had to throw in Didi Mao there. I just saw this
thing.
Which means hurry up in Vietnamese, of course.
Yeah.
I got that from my uncle who was in Vietnam. He said to me all the time, Didi Mao, Didi Mao.
Press 1.
The one that has to have the colostomy bag in his face?
No, not that guy, dude. That was fun. Did you get those calls? Yeah, you did, right?
Yeah, all four of them are up in the forum right now in the vault.
Yeah, the only problem is that when they all play at once, like, it's like, whoa.
No, I cut them into singles.
Oh, you did?
They're individual, yeah.
Oh, sweet. That's cool. Awesome. Yeah. Everyone, go to the forums, man. Hollywood's been doing a good job over there. Saigon says it's the funniest Chinese woman voice. That was pretty funny. Then you quit. Why are you such a quitter? You going to bed? Yeah. Okay.
She needs to do a call.
Athena does not do calls. Everyone tell me out there, is the video
talk
working?
To a friend?
Is my video frozen or something? Can you tell me? Because, like, I'm looking at the video feed on my end and there's nothing moving. It's me and my bald spot. That's all I see. How many fingers am I holding up?
The video on your end is looks like it's a just not broadcasting.
Yeah.
You talking about on Justin?
Well, on everything. On Now Live, on Syndicate, on everything. Is there audio at least? I mean, I'm hoping the audio is working. I know that.
The audio's working.
Yeah.
But it's an old...
Look at that bald spot, man. That is bad. It's getting worse and worse. Every other week, I look at it sometimes. I just get so depressed.
You have a hat on in this, right now.
I have a hat on? I don't.
You have the Madhouse hat on.
I can't find that hat anywhere, man. It's missing. My hat is gone. I wish I could find the hat. Honestly, I've been looking.
Hat with
there's an audio is clear, video frozen. Video is 2 frames a minute. Your camera's always like 1 frame every 10 seconds when I do my show. Are you kidding me? Man, I need some RAM or something. Lito looks like he has pubes on his head, Zolar's God says. That's nice. Thanks, man. I don't have black people hair.
Yeah,
penis head.
Yeah. You know, I had the thing when I was like 4 or 5 years old, when I saw black kids, I would always want to touch their hair because it looked so, I don't know, nappy. Not nappy, but it just had that, you know, pubic hair look to it. I always thought it was cool. Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
I wouldn't say nothing. It's just what it looks
you're,
like.
You're trying to say black kids are nappy headed?
No, they
got a bald spot.
They just got, they have, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't know. They have interesting hair. You just want to touch their head. Yeah, my dad was
I've got a bald spot underneath my testicle.
What the heck was that?
Covered from head to toe. I look like a werewolf.
You look like a werewolf. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
We got to get some pictures of you. We got to get some pictures of the people who, you know, contribute to the show. I know Tuck has a picture. And, oh, yeah, you know who I got a picture from the other day and I wanted to bring up to everybody? I'm going to post his address. He told me he gave me permission to do so in the forums. Our good friend, Turd Burglar. He's over.
Oh, Turd from the military, yeah.
Yeah, he's stationed at FOB Warrior, Forward Operating Base Warrior in Kirkuk, or Kirkuk, whatever it's pronounced, in Iraq. And he
That's
said.
Cool.
We
ought to get together and send him like a care package.
Yeah, he asked me to send.
Madhouse CD, some.
Yeah, I told him. I'm going to send him a copy of the Madhouse CD. He said to just send him pranks. He said, because he's got a modem out there, and it's like a 28.8 down and up, you know, basically. It's like,
well, I'll
just
send him like a DVD full of nothing but MP3s.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, if anybody out there, if, you know, I know, Ted, you've got a lot of, like, pranks on an archive. If you want to maybe help him out, I'll give him the give you the address, and maybe just send him a CD or a DVD full of pranks. He's begging. He said everything else. I asked him, we need some socks or something. He's like, no, man, you know, I just want some pranks, you know. Anybody out there wants to send me pranks or music or something? He said, no porn. He said, not allowed to get porn, not allowed to get alcohol or anything like that. He said he's got a hard drive, an external hard drive for like a terabyte of porn that they all share.
I guess the tranny call won't.
Yeah, I guess.
That one
yeah, I know. Probably can't. Yeah, so.
In the military, if you can get booze and porn.
Yeah, what's the point? That's why you go into the military for it. Drink booze and shoot, you know, shoot terrorists, man.
That's when I was a kid. It was
but
like,
you gotta have
the military dance, you gotta have like a Asian whores.
Yeah. Man, because I was in Desert Storm, dude, and it was just not. You gotta have long stuff there.
So you were in Desert Storm?
Yeah.
You were? Really?
Yeah. In the YMCA.
Yeah, so, because they used to, like, everything. They were, like, you know, they were, like, you couldn't get alcohol or anything out there. No Playboys, nothing like that, right? They used to, like, yeah but our people still snuck in alcohol anyway.
We had it.
Yeah. Well, and, like, alcohol, like, you would put in, like, you know, Listerine bottles and stuff like that. I remember my friend was telling me that. Like, he'd get, like, whiskey sent, like, Listerine bottles and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right, this is pranks, man. This is a prank call radio show, is it not? We got to do some more pranks. Let's get back to that. Let's play a new song here. You know what? I really... hey, Hollywood, if I took a... Because I got to take a whiz. If I took a break, would you mind? Would you stay on the line?
Not at all.
You would not at all stay on the line.
I would not mind.
You would not mind at all. Right, don't go anywhere. I'll keep in line here while I talk us out of here. Everybody, I got to take a break real quick. A 5-minute break. I'm sorry to cut things out, but I really need to take a... I need to drain the lizard. That's what it sounds like. When that pee sounds like an elephant peeing, it's like... I don't know what I'm talking about. Andy used to say that about me. Like, I'm like, Andy, what, we used to live, you know, the old co-host here, my old roommate, Andy, you know.
Right.
We kind of went to high school together and stuff, and he said, yeah, I used to, you know, used to pee for a long time, and it sounded like an elephant peeing. I'm like... I don't know why you're analyzing my urinations and stuff, man, but, dude, more power to you. Well, that's when I was first coming down with diabetes, and it wrecks you. It wrecks your urinary system.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm in there, too.
Yeah. Anyway, your blitz case is to play us out. I don't know what that means. Fuck it, we'll do it live. All right. When we come back, Hollywood's going to be on the line with us still. We're going to do some more prank calls. I'm going to try to fix a video, and I'm going to... during the lizard, as I said, we get the Saigon Eden Vietnamese restaurant. We also have Trevor V. Woodward in England. We still have the Confederate, the Sons of the Confederacy out there to call. We also have got Bravo Burgers here, Blue Coyote Grill, El Chihuahua, and Eduardo's Border Grill. So don't go anywhere, folks. We're going to do at least another hour of show, if not more, after the break. And again, we won't be gone for longer than 5 minutes. In the meantime, you can reach us here over at madhouselive.com. And be sure to stay tuned. As I said, we'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tuck, Milkman, all those ladies.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Oh.
Oh.
You ain't kidding.
Hi. Hi.
All right, and we're back.
Did you wash your hands?
Oh, yeah, I always do, man. I wash my hands so much.
You have no epidermis anymore, do you?
No, really. I've done a lot better, but in the past I have had a problem with washing hands too much and stuff. And I do have really dry hands from excessive use of. I used to take like 3 showers a day. No kidding.
You're one of those.
No, not anymore.
Bucket of boners?
I'm one of those bucket of boners. But no, for the longest time, I had a problem, you know, and what we know, and it was especially, I think it was my paranoia kind of about it, kind of that brought it on. When I was really into heavy marijuana smoking, I would wake up in the morning, I would smoke, and I had to go to work, so I'd take a shower to get the smell off of me.
Right.
And I'd get home, and I live like 5 minutes from work, so I'd get home, and I'd, on my lunch break, I would smoke again, I would take another shower. Then I would get home for the night, and I would have to take another shower or something. At least 3 showers, sometimes up to 4 showers a day. It was really bad. I had a problem, and I actually started going to therapy for OCD. Yeah, I was clean. I smelled good, talk, but that's not good to take too many showers. Luckily, at that point, that was when I lived in my apartment. Oh, man, I miss my apartment. Athena's went to sleep, but I'll tell you what. I miss having my own apartment sometimes, man. I miss being a man, you know what I mean? When you have your own bachelor pad. And,
yeah.
You know, doesn't it feel good to have that feeling where, you know, you come home and you're the only one, you know, you're in charge of this, in charge of that, roam like a dog. I think that's important for all men to have that in their life. I had it for a year and a half, and that's good.
I agree, man.
I'm 36, though, and I still live with my mom. So.
You still live with your mom? Every guy out there should at least spend a year where they live on their own, either on the road or in their own home. And I got to live it, but I'm happy now. I'm with, you know, with the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life in, with, in theory.
How is your thoughts?
In theory of evolution.
Yeah. Quite literally. Okay.
And I will tell you this. This is an important marriage advice, all right?
Okay. Tell me, because I need to...
Never go to bed angry.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
Yeah, stay up so you can plot your revenge, man.
I did go to sleep angry the other day, and I woke up and I forgot why I went to sleep angry, and she was still angry at me. That was on Saturday, I think. I was like, I'm going to go to sleep angry. I don't care what they say. I remember thinking that specifically. I'm like, ooh, they always say don't go to sleep angry, and I said, you know what, I'm going to do it on purpose. And I woke up, I was like, hey, baby, what's up? And what do you want to do for breakfast? And she's like, hey, talking to you. I'm like, what's up? And I was like, oh, yeah. She's like, you forgot. I was like, oh, I was, yeah. No, that's so yesterday. I was like, that's so July 19th. I don't even care. I don't even remember. It's July 20th. Come on, let's get over it. Anyway. So, yeah, that's me and my life. Hey, but getting married, sure enough. Who else out there? We got a lot of married listeners to the show. We got an older crowd here than some of the other prank call shows out there in the past that have been through. We got a lot of young people, too. I mean, peanuts. I'm addicted to these Planters Heat peanuts. I don't know if y'all ever had them. I'm going to show it to the video, but the video isn't working, right? Probably can't see it. But these Planters Heat peanuts, oh, man, it's good stuff. Apparently, Planters is celebrating 100 years of fresh taste, so everyone be sure to go to Planters.com. Check out get your peanuts.
Sponsor of the second hour of the Mad Hatter.
Uh-huh, sponsor. All right. Okay.
Yeah, I got a bunch of one-liners pulled up here, too. I think we're going to try some one-liners with some people.
One-liners, okay. All right, so let's get a game plan here. We got Brown. We got a Mexican place called El Chihuahua. We got the Blue Coyote Grill. Bravo Burgers, and we also have 2 numbers in England also that we can hit up.
I haven't done any England calls in a long time.
Still got those numbers for the hotel.
I think the last England call deal was that 98-year-old woman.
The hotel. Yeah, that was a good one, too. That's right. That's right. Milkman, do you have that pin, the number in the put in the pin around still for the international calls, my friend? I think he's working on it.
Here's a good one. Here I am. What are your other 2 wishes?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Milkman.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Milkman. Not this again. This happened 2 weeks ago with you. We hear you, Milkman.
You.
Yes, we hear you.
He was, 2 weeks ago, he was on mute, wasn't he?
Well, no, he's not unmuted at all. We could hear him, and he's like, you can't hear me. Can you hear me? I'm like, yes, we hear you.
Oh, yeah.
It was a funny time. All right, well, while Milkman works on that, let's go ahead and do this. Let's call the Saigon Eden Vietnamese restaurant.
Okay? We got those numbers over here at the hotel for the racists as well, man.
Okay, send the toll-free and PIN for the international call if you can, Milkman, please, okay? And I'm going to call the Vietnamese in the meantime, and then we'll call the hotel.
Okay.
All right.
If a man with no arms has a gun, is he armed?
Not really. Where does he put the gun? In his mouth?
His foot.
His foot.
Reader's
so you can
Digest joke book.
The Boy's Life book over there, the Boy's Life magazine. Oh, man, I mean, you ever read Boy's Life? Anybody out there, Boy Scout? Yeah. I remember Boy's Life, man.
Yeah, many years ago.
I'm sorry.
Those are good.
Jamboree.
Those were some
really good.
Those were some good jokes in the Boy's Life, man. I used to have fun reading Boy's Life, man. That's the Boy Scout magazine. Oh man.
Gets it.
Yeah, Zara says he was a Boy Scout, played Dungeons and Dragons. Dude, we never got to play Dungeons and Dragons and Boy Scouts. We had to do boring shit like helping out the community and cleaning out the road and stuff like that.
Hey, you know when a Boy Scout or a Cub Scout becomes a Boy Scout, don't you?
How's that?
When he eats his first brownie.
Hey, there you go. All right, cool.
That's awesome.
You're all night, everybody. On the advice.
Okay. Be sure to tip your waitress.
Yeah, you
that's
can turn
a
the line.
That's a
Hustler
magazine joke.
All right, here comes the Saigon Eden Vietnamese restaurant, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, Saigon Eden.
Yeah, hey, I have some of your Banzio, right? Is that how you say it? Banzio? Your crepes?
Excuse me, Alcoy?
No, I didn't have
you
Koi.
To,
no, it's the manager.
You want to talk to him?
I want to talk, yes. Listen, I want you to listen and I want to talk.
Oh, he went home.
No,
right?
Listen.
Sorry.
No, he did not go home. It's me. You have Bambo?
Bambo?
Bambo. Bahnbao. You know the steamed bun dumplings you guys have there?
Excuse me, can you talk to
me.
My boss? Because I don't know.
I would love to talk to your
that.
Boss. Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this the boss?
The boss is not here. Koi just left about 5 minutes ago. So.
Okay, so are you the boss right now then?
The boss is not here now.
Okay, well, can I talk to you about this whole thing? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Hey, what's your name?
My name is Phuong.
Okay. I had some ban bo there. That you know your steamed dumplings. Al, I'm having some problems right now. I've been on the toilet for 2.5 hours.
2.5.
And I want to tell you something right now, okay? You learn a lot. You can learn a lot from your mistakes, my friend. And I tell you what, you're going to learn a lot tonight. All right. Now here's what's going to happen. I need your boss to call me right now because my lawyer is on the other line. And this right here, I tell you what, we will have. If you
okay,
do not have your
okay.
listen to me. If
okay,
you do not have you're not listening.
A little bit, so...
Can you speak Spanish? You have Espanola?
No. Okay. Can you give me the phone number so I give this to Koi?
Yes, now listen to me very... I've been on the toilet. I cannot get up. You need to send emergency. You need to come to my house and get me up off the toilet. I can't get up. I am paralyzed. I had to dial with my tongue. Come to my house. You brought the food to my house. Now I need you to come back to my house and lift me up off the toilet.
I
have to help wipe too. Do you put something in this that's going to like paralyze me? Am I paralyzed for life? Is this a joke? I mean, haha, it's a joke. That's great, but you know what? I can't move. How dare how dare you paralyze me? Is this for good? You're not paralyzing me for good, are you? This is just temporary, right? You're supposed to kind of blowfish stuff in this food? What's going on?
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, no, I've got 35 seconds. You just wait 5. Got 30 seconds.
Because my English is not good,
right, listen,
so I'll give this to somebody else.
Listen to me. I have a scratch on my back so bad and I can't move. Send somebody back over here real quick to scratch my back and get me off the toilet.
Where are you?
I'm at home. Where you brought my food. Come on. You can do it. Bring somebody here.
Samurai in the parking lot now.
Samurai?
In the parking lot now.
You're going to send a samurai over here? What? I thought you were Vietnamese. You're not Japanese, are you? Was there Vietnamese ninjas and samurais? I don't understand what you're saying, sir.
Somebody talked to you because my English is too bad. I'm
your English?
I really understand.
I tell you what, my friend, either.
Wait a minute.
I know, okay. You got 10 seconds.
No.
Didi Mao.
Hello?
Diddy Mao?
Hello?
Diddy Mao! Hurry! I'm paralyzed! I can't move!
Where are you?
I'm at home! I ate your ban bao! I ate it! Would you... You pee? I can't get off the toilet! Why do you do this to me? Why do you do this to me? I had to die with my tongue! Send somebody over quick.
What is that?
Ban Bao.
What is
Diddy Mao, homie? Diddy Mao, my friend. Hurry.
Where are you? What do you want me to do?
God, your phone sucks, lady.
Yeah, do you know the heck is where people go that don't believe in gosh? Come on. I can't move.
Are you Viet Cong or Vietnam? Hello?
What do you want me to do now? And where are you?
I'm at home.
Hey, how many Vietnamese... Hey, ma'am, how many Vietnamese died in the Vietnam War?
Touch yourself.
I don't understand you.
You know how many Vietnamese died in the Vietnam War? The answer is
1-2 less.
Yeah. All right, lady. Well, Diddy Mao, go bang your gong. Have a nice tat. We're going to leave, okay? Bye, lady.
You have a wonderful evening. I'm starting to get feeling back in my wing-wang.
I don't understand what you said.
Wing-wang.
You just tell me,
what do you want me to do?
That opens up a very large array of things.
Very
what,
large
what can
steeple.
You do?
Touch yourself.
What do you
what
like
can
to do?
I do?
What do you like
do,
to do?
Do for what? Do for what?
Do for me.
For $5.
Do for you?
Yeah, for
well,
me for $5.
I tell you what, since inflation's up $10, I love you long time. Okay?
How about a banana show?
Is Ben there?
Banana show. We want a banana show. You guys do that, we heard.
Okay.
You ever do a banana show for guys who like to watch and watch a woman do a banana show?
No. I don't understand what you said then.
Has it been a while?
I cannot understand what you said then. I cannot talk more.
Do you know how to make the banana
and
disappear?
I have to hang up my phone now because I don't understand what you said, okay?
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Don't understand what we're saying.
Make the banana disappear. She's gone. Damn it, she knows what I was talking about. Banana show. I go for banana show right now. Athena! Athena! come give me a banana show. She said, fuck off, all right. She's in bed already. I woke her up to be a banana show.
You suck.
She's like, fuck off. All right. They're saying, wasn't it the Viet Minh? The Viet Minh fought the French. Viet Cong fought us. You know, I'm not the... I'm pretty good at history, but I don't know much about that. I know... I always wonder what the difference between... I think the Viet Minh were the Viet Cong, weren't they? Before they became communists? Or does that make any sense? I'm not sure.
You're asking the wrong person.
I think the French.
Yeah.
And then when they became when Ho Chi Minh decided to become communist or whatever, he termed them the Viet Cong. Whatever. I don't know. It's all a bit close. You know what I don't understand? And for the longest I've tried to understand this war, was the whole Balkan Wars, the Yugoslavia wars, the Bosnia-Herzegovina, all those wars.
If you want to talk about that, we can call Vanya.
The real Vanya? I don't get it. I've tried to understand. Like,
man, he was in the war with that.
Like, all those, like, Yugoslavia was communist, and then it didn't become communist, and then the Serbs were here, and then the other Serbs wanted to fight the other Serbs, and then the Kosovans wanted to fight. It makes no sense. It just sounds like they all fucking hated each other, and the enemies became their friends, and... I don't know what the hell that war was about. That's a huge clusterfuck. That just makes me want to change the channel.
Everybody hates each other.
Yeah, I tried to go on Wikipedia. I thought maybe Wikipedia will make it easy for me. I went to Wikipedia and I was even more confused when I first started. Fuck that. Anyway.
Put a flower in the jungle,
if anybody can explain to me how the whole Serbian versus Bosnian versus whatever it was in the 90s and the early 2000s, how that worked, and Slobodan Milosevic, because they just caught that guy.
Yeah.
They just caught that one dude who was, like, the leader of the Serbs, right? Like, in the early 90s. Right. He looked like... Yeah, him. They caught him. He looked, like, all weird. He looked like, I don't know, he looked like Santa Claus or something like that when they caught him. That guy's crazy. Never mind. Let me throw out a news article here real quick.
All right.
I did want to give her promotion here. Kokanee found an excellent site. It's called criminalsearches.com. Criminalsearches.com. It's actually a free site where you can go. You can put in anybody's name in the state that they live in, and you can do a free criminal search on them. So you can type in Hollywood Vanya right now and click on, what state do you live in? Ohio? Yeah.
Texas.
And
Texas.
Yeah, and you can check that out right there. And you know what? I did try to get Prankmaster.
Douche is in here.
Yeah, I put in Adam Erlander, New Jersey, and he doesn't have a record. I think because he was...
I was going to say, what happened to be put in Prankmaster?
No, the thing is, yeah, I think because he was a minor, he doesn't have a public record, so he doesn't come up. But anybody else, if you want to, you know, if you have a new girlfriend, a new boyfriend...
my brother.
Your brother's in there, yeah?
My brother, yeah.
Yeah, Hollywood Vanya's brother. I don't know what his name is, Los Angeles Vanya. Check that out. Again, that's criminalsearches.com. That's the sponsor of the second hour of Madhouse Radio. That is a website that's currently in its beta version still. What'd you come here for, banana show? You can't sleep. I'm sorry, Yola. You okay?
Manchut.
What? You're fine? You smoke a cigarette? Cool.
She's fine? Yeah, she's all into herself, isn't she?
Yeah, she's all into herself. Yes, I know I'm fine, sucker. That was her talking, not me. And real quick, and we have a number for this guy also. Maybe we should have tried. But I did want to say this year, in Cookeville, I have no idea what state this is, but three men were suspected of stealing from the Goodwill store. They ran out of gas before they could make it out of the parking lot. They were trying to steal some furniture. They were stealing. They loaded up a recliner chair in the back of a truck, and were about to leave the parking lot in South Jefferson Avenue. Someone saw them call the police, and as they were trying to pull out, the truck ran out of gas, and there they stayed until the police caught up with them. So apparently they didn't make it too far. That's pretty stupid. If you're going to rob a store, wouldn't you want to maybe pay attention to the gas gauge and make sure you have at least half a tank?
Yeah.
At the very least, if you have to make a getaway or a police chase, maybe make a sport out of it. I was pretty retarded of them, so yeah. There you go. Walk it in. Also, I wanted to mention this year, a guy named Laszlo Muzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuzsuz Let's see what happened to him here. He got arrested for stealing 42 cents worth of change out of the fountain at the mall. Is that really illegal? Isn't that change that's just sitting there for people to take?
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, what's the difference?
If
there's 42 cents in the fountain, and let's say there's two quarters sitting on the floor in front of the fountain, if I pick up those two quarters, I can't get arrested, right? This is I found money, right? Finders keepers.
Yeah.
Just because it's in the water doesn't mean it's...
Since it's actually... Was it in the mall?
It was in the mall, according to you.
Yeah, I think that since it's actually in the mall, it's mall property.
Yeah, but...
Once it leaves your hand and goes into that, it's probably mall property.
But what if you find it on the ground, in the mall, probably, like on the ground?
They probably got designated, like, it's for a charity or something, and, you know...
I think that would be fine. I don't think they'd say anything about that.
That is bullshit.
That is bullshit. These 42 cents. God, he says, here's the quote, he shouldn't be taking change out of the mall fountain. It's not found money, it's money that's destined for charity. Well, dude, come on, it's 42 cents, man. And, you know, if you're...
I was about to say, yeah, they probably got definitely some sort of charity.
They probably had a sign out there or something, right, that it said this is for Habitat for Humanity or Milkman or something like that. Yeah, so... Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's a little excessive.
They're probably pissed off because they wanted the taxes and he didn't pay the tax for it.
Just give the guy 42 cents, man.
What is the tax on 42 cents?
If it was 42 cents, just tell him, you know what, give the 42 cents back. Put it back in the fountain. It'll be an asshole. They'll come back, you know. Give him a trespassing warrant or whatever, and just don't have him come back.
If your network, if your provider will give you a second chance, then why can't the mall?
Exactly, that's right. What's that? Okay. Yes, sir. Athena just gave me a note, and the answer is yes to that. And then what was going to... Fucking something else I was going to talk about, I got off track. Anyway, yeah, so seriously, man, you know, 42 cents is a bit excessive. Anyway, let's do a prank call here. Before things get any more off track. Milkman, do you think that we still have any time on that card? I'm pretty sure we still have time on that pin, so let's go ahead and do
no one else has used it.
No one else has used it. Yeah, so we're good. All right, Hollywood, are you in front of your computer right now?
I am.
All right, I'm going to send you... I just sent you a bunch of UK numbers.
Yeah.
You tell me which one you want to have me call first here.
Trevor Woodward.
Trevor Woodward, is that the... are you reading it or are you confirming it?
Yeah.
Trevor Woodward. Okay, everybody, here we're going to call the UK. Some wake-up calls. It is right now 4:56 a.m. over there in the UK, so bright and early, bright and shiny, bright and bushy-tailed they are. Just a moment for that. Hang on, everybody.
He's online.
Oops, that ain't going to work. No DD Mao there. Okay, so the next one will be...
Daphne
Woodward, everybody. Hang on.
Hello?
Daphne, is this Daphne?
Yes.
Hi, it's Todd across the way. I see somebody looking in your window.
Hello, who is that?
It's Todd, I'm across the way. Somebody's looking around your house, your flat. He's looking in your window. Duck down. Are you hiding? Get down to the
bed. I'm not hiding. Who are you? This is a hoax call.
No, this is Todd from across the way. There's someone looking in your window.
Across the way? Where are you living?
I'm across the way.
Oh, go away.
Oh, no, across the way.
Hello?
Police? Yes, ma'am?
Hello?
Mr. Police?
Who is that?
This is the police, ma'am.
The police?
Is everything okay?
No.
Are you in need of assistance?
I keep getting phone calls, anonymous phone calls.
What's the number, ma'am? What's the number calling, ma'am?
I'm not giving my number.
No, what are the numbers that are calling in, ma'am? Do we need to send an officer over there?
I don't know who's calling. They're not leaving a number. They phoned me at 4:20, and now
okay.
It's 5:00.
Well, it's 5:00 right now. Are you awake?
Of course I'm awake. I wouldn't be talking to you.
Are you sure? You're not sleep calling on us, are you?
Ma'am? I think we've lost her.
I think we have. That's funny. She thought she was talking to the cops. Can you turn down? You have like a lot of background noise over there. Is that a TV going off?
Yeah.
Can you turn it down, or is that the kids watching it? All right, turn that down.
What the hell is it? I thought I was a man.
I thought it was the old lady watching TV over there. I was like, wow, she's up early. God damn.
I can hear what you're saying.
Hey, this is the phone patrol, ma'am. We're tracing the phone call. Do you have any idea?
Trace the phone calls, because I'm sick and tired of getting these phone calls.
Well, lady, do we charge you for that, you know, for the traces, you know? We charge you on your phone bill. So,
oh, go away. You're stupid. You must be drunk.
You stupid cunt. Don't talk to me like that. Oh, damn it. All right, she hung up there. All right, good. That was fun. Okay, I'm getting reports.
You must be drunk.
Actually, I am. I've had 5 beers tonight. I'm on my number 6 right now.
drunk?
Man,
I'm certainly working on this nice growth beer.
Yeah, Milkman, I don't know if you noticed on the last week's show, that I didn't even notice until I heard the replay. Milkman's like, oh, I got a nice cold Foster's beer for you here. And I go, shove it up your ass, Milkman. And he goes, oh yeah, it's cold. Oh. It's just so stupid, like out of nowhere. It was so funny. But I heard it like the next day. I cracked up when I heard that shit.
Holy shit, bro.
Yeah. I heard, it's on tape, man. Don't even, we got it on tape.
Set me up. Mono set me up, damn it.
I did set you up, bastard. All right, we got a number for us. A homosexual alcoholic midget who loves anal sex. Dude. His name is Justin.
Frozen my ass. Who's that frozen asshole? Yeah, frozen asshole.
All right, well, okay, who else we got, Hollywood? Who do you want to call next? You want to call Clive Woods or Stuart Kirby?
Clive Woods would be fun. I'm hearing some echo in the back.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear it, too. I don't know. Maybe it's Ted. All right, we're going to call Stuart Kirby here. Stuart Kirby is in East Sussex, England. I hear it on your end. I think you have your computer speakers up, man.
No, they're down all the way.
Really? All the way?
Yep.
Is he wearing a headphone set? Is he wearing a headset with a mic on it?
You got a headset with a mic on it?
That's you wearing a headset with a mic?
I just have a phone.
It's a phone machine, Milkman. We're going to be ending the show here pretty soon.
Oh, he's got it up loud then, man.
Czar confirms no echo.
Where's Lizzie Poo at, man? Tell her to come out of hiding there.
Lizzie Poo, yeah. Lizzie Poo's doing something over there, yeah. But I see Ashley's on the mic. That's something. Dino's been playing that video, that funky video. Oh, there's Eric.
Yo.
Eric he got arrested, man. Look, you hear about, I don't know if you heard about Hype
Eric.
Hey, I saw
the dad, man. DD's in there also, too, man.
The dad's in there. Is he in there now? I know he was in there.
DD's in the chat.
That's good. What's up to Dad? And what's up to everybody
else
who's listening?
He's in the syndicate chat right now. He's using a different nick.
Yeah. We've been having an average show today. We've been having some fun, though. It's okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Who do we agree on? We're going to Clive Woods, right, there in Hollywood?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. We're going to call back to to that place. Hang on, folks. Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hey, man. Whoa. Music off. That lady was sitting there listening to that whole time. You know that?
Was she?
Yeah, she was. She was sitting there just listening away, that old lady. I'm going to call her back before we end the show. All right, I just wanted to bring that up to everybody. She was listening to that whole time.
Get in here.
No dose pills. I almost overdosed on those ones.
Hello? Clive.
Yes?
What's up, you wanker? It's your 5 a.m. wake-up call.
Who is that?
This is your brother. You told me to call you at 5 a.m.
I haven't got a brother.
Well, you do now, my friend. Are you up? Are you up? I need you to get up. Get out of the bed. I need you to touch your toes. Lift all the way up to the sky. See if you can jump up and touch the ceiling.
Oh, my God, you're drunk. Go away.
Oh, I'm not drunk. You crazy wanker. Come on, get up.
He's gone. Now. Let me make sure. Yeah, now he's gone. They're all about guests getting drunk tonight.
There's
a problem with this computer.
Her cell number back.
Okay, I'll do that now, Milkman. Good idea. The virtual memory minimum too low. Your system is low on virtual memory. Windows is increasing the size of your virtual memory paging file.
Who has that? Who has that problem?
The streaming, the PC that's making the video get all choppy and the audio. Yeah, it's starting to do that. I didn't reboot it before the show.
Okay, you take and find out what your physical RAM is, dude. There's a formula for it, man. You go to your physical RAM, you find out where it is. Say, like, it's 1,024, you multiply times 1.5. 24 times 3.5.
Why would I want to multiply
something?
Yeah,
you can do it now.
Well, do what? Well, what's this going to do? How do I fix it?
Huh?
How do I fix it?
I'm trying to tell you. You've got to set a maximum and a minimum limit, which is bigger than what Windows said.
I think Milkman's telling me. I do what now, Milkman?
How much memory do you have in it?
I think it's only 512 on this one.
What memory does it have?
It has a gig. It has 1024.
Huh?
1024 on the old PC, the one that handles the video.
All right. So you go to My Computer, you go right on it.
Uh-huh.
Properties. Advanced.
Advanced, what? Right click, advance. I don't see advance. Milkman, don't worry about it. We're going to end the show soon anyway. We're okay. We're just going to leave it alone and hopefully it makes it through the end of the show. But we got another little bit left, okay? I didn't reboot that PC before I started the show. That was my mistake.
Get whatever applications you got using memory right now. Whatever you have using memory right now, just kill that application.
Okay, and what's using memory now is the applications that are using to broadcast the show. I can't do that, my friend. Whoa, man, I am drunk.
Yeah,
okay.
You're out of it.
Relax.
I need to reboot.
I usually reboot before the show. The PC was on for like 5 days straight without rebooting. That's my fault. I should have rebooted
it. Reboot, dude. You got some DLLs that are holding. You got some DLLs that are holding it.
I'm going to end the show here in like, 15 minutes and, reboot the PC. By the time it comes back, show's over, so whatever. Okay, all right, hang on.
I see Nikki now.
All right, we got some more. Oh, Nikki. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, baby.
Look at those girls. Look at those eyes right there, huh? Look at that.
Yeah.
Dark eyeshadow.
Maybe she got punched in both eyes. I don't know.
Let me
blow her. You punched in both eyes, Nikki?
Yeah, what happened, Nikki? You'd let me know who it was. We'll kick his ass.
We'll call him.
We'll call him. We'll rape him.
And let him listen to the show the rest of the night.
We'll punch him in the cock for you, and we'll do it in front of you, and you'll be all impressed. I'm a big guy.
Hey,
just
all those hotel people, Joe.
Yeah.
Hermano.
She likes it rough. There you
got
go, Hollywood. There
number.
You go. Get her rough, Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Now she's had a chance to...
All right, come on, guys. Let's focus here. Come on. Let's focus and end the show positively. I got some more numbers here in the UK. Let me send them here to...
Man,
down.
I get my right arm.
It's called
a
racist
back,
Hermano.
You get...
Anyway, keep going.
All right, what'd you say? Hang on, one thing at a time. All right, Milkman, what did you say? You said something, Hermano. What'd you say? Quickly.
Call the racist back, because we do have their phone number, Hermano.
The racist. Okay, let's call them back. All right, Nunu said that to me originally, right?
I got their room number as well.
This is the room 3464.
That's their room number, 364.
Yeah. I think I lost Nunu's, I lost Nunu's IM. Nunu, send me that number again for the hotel, man. Send me a message, Nunu, on AOL, please. AIM, quickly. Good. Just send me a message so I can... He just posted here publicly. Okay. He's just sending in the room number. That doesn't help. That's not a phone number.
Multiple times, too.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. 364, 364. Anyway, hang on, everybody. We'll do another prank call in just a moment.
Thank you for choosing the Fredericksburg Hospitality House. This is Alicia speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Alicia. I need room 364, please.
364? My pleasure to connect you, sir.
Thank you.
It's
going to be Harold. Harold.
Ask our representative about booking for...
Need to send Hollywood the details.
You've reached the Fredericksburg Hospitality House's message center. The guest you are...
Well, that was great. Czar says, can I kill the video app to improve the audio, or is it a package deal? I don't know. The audio is bad? Really? Is it really? We're having a problem with the audio, too? Ooh, that's not good. Justin on TV.
Justin, I've been working all night, so yeah.
Yeah, it's just there's nobody on Justin anyway. Let me kill that. That might. I'm going to bring that a little bit down, and a mini cam also here. Maybe that'll bring stuff down here as well. I think I can sacrifice mini cam. It's going to be a little choppy there for a while. Minicam is a program that lets you do effects like text over a video, and you can put stills up and stuff like that. I have a bad feeling about this, as it would say in Star Wars. All right.
I think you need to reboot your computer.
Well, if I'm going to reboot the computer, I'm just going to end the show, my friend. There we go. I think it's starting to improve. I think we're starting to get some improvement here. All right, folks. Hang on for that.
Move around a little bit.
Yeah, right. Okay. The next call of the night.
How many figures are holding up in the chat room?
Yeah.
Hey, Hermano.
Hey, Milkman.
Hermano.
Yes, Milkman.
Hey, I got a message here. Didi wants you to call him.
The dad? Tell him to wait until the end of the show.
Didi wants you to call him.
Tell him to give me a second, because he knows how to call the show, too, but tell him to give me a second here. Janet,
on the line, dude. So he wants you to call him.
Oh, we'll call him when we got time here. Don't worry about it.
Call the hotline number.
Hello, love.
Free.
Tell him to call the back line. All right, you see the love, Janet Love or John Love? Let's call Janet, okay?
Janet.
Who do we say we're going to call back after a while?
It was
Daphne.
Hang on.
Daphne.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call out the end. All right, hang on. Janet Love, coming up, everybody. Don't go anywhere. Hollywood. Good.
Hello.
Janet?
Yes?
Hey, I'm outside your house. Could I come use your bathroom, please?
Who's that, please?
I'm outside your house. I've had a little too much to drink, and I don't want to go out here on your
phone. Who are you?
This is Todd. Could I borrow your bathroom, please?
Who's Todd?
Todd, yes. Let me borrow your bathroom. I don't want to go on your front porch. I've got to go so bad right now. Let me in. Would you let me in, please?
Who are you?
Never mind. I went ahead and went on your front porch. I hope it doesn't smell too bad. Are you awake right now? Do you have anything left over to eat? I didn't eat anything last night, and all this alcohol's really screwed me up. Going once, Janet going twice, and she's no longer there.
Old lady.
Going down and check.
She was still there. Okay, we're going to do one more call. I got to call the show.
Yeah.
All right, because I got to go. I am tired. And the computer.
Show!
The computer is, it's going. That's the computer right there. So let's wrap it up here.
Is it making beep? Is it the fire alarm going off again?
Yep. It's going to flatline. It's about to. No, it's all jumpy and wapazoo. All right, hang on.
Start going off like a fire alarm again.
Yeah, just about. Lonesome Loser, hold off on the confirmations. You've done a great job tonight. Thank you, sir.
Fire ain't there, are you? It's out there. No, fire ain't going to it. Fire ain't going to it. Of course, it may a little bit, but look, the size a little bit. It's not going to be fine.
All right, hang on. John Love, then, right?
John Love, that's right.
John Love, everybody, hang on for that. Hey, look, Sidekick Chuck's on the video. Look at him dance like an Asian monkey.
That wasn't nice.
I know. Sorry, Sidekick.
Hello?
John?
Yes?
John Love?
Yes?
Oh, I have been trying to get in touch with you for over 15 years. Dad?
Not really.
Dad, I am. You don't know me, but I am your son from America.
Your son?
Yes. Do you remember Connie?
Connie?
Right. You guys, about 20 years ago, had your little thing. Oh, Dad, I am actually here in England right now. I'm in Hampshire. Can I come see you?
Yeah, but I don't think you got it right.
This is John A. Love, right?
Yes.
Dad! I'm so happy! I'm so happy! I finally found you!
Yes, but I'm not your father.
Yes, you are. My mom said you are. I am so... Oh, I am so excited.
Who said so?
I'm coming over right now, okay?
Who said so?
My mom, Connie.
Where do you live?
I live in Detroit, but I'm here in Hampshire right now, and I just want to come hug you right now.
I want you to give me your address.
In Detroit?
Yeah.
I'm at 4513 Lover's Lane.
45 what?
4513 Lover's Lane. In Detroit, 13. Michigan. Uh-huh.
45?
4513. 4513. Lover's Lane.
Just a moment. I'll put that down.
He's getting a pen, everyone.
Hello?
Yes, Dad.
Yeah.
Hi.
I want your name, please.
My name's Tom.
How do you spell that?
T-O-M, just like it sounds.
Yeah, go on.
Yes.
Now tell me, spell your name again, please.
It's Tom, T-O-M.
Tom.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, and your name is Tom what?
Lingus, L-I-N-G-U-S.
L-I-N?
G-U-S.
G-U-S.
And my mom is Connie.
I just spell that.
C-O-N-N-I-E.
C-O-N-I-E.
I don't know why. What's going on with the whole third degree, Dad?
What's going on with what?
What's going on with the third degree, Dad?
The third degree?
Yeah.
I just want to know. I've got to have the information, haven't I?
Oh, okay.
Get your address. Give me your address.
It's 4513 Lover's Lane.
4513.
Right.
Lover's
Lane.
That's a nice name.
And that's Detroit, Michigan.
That's a nice name. Lover's Lane, isn't it?
Lover's Lane, yeah. It's actually
Detroit,
right by the main.
Detroit, Michigan?
Right. Michigan. M-I-C-H-I-G-A-N.
Michigan. How old are you?
I'm 21 right now.
21?
Yes.
Well, I can't understand how you got over to my address or my number.
I've been trying to find you for 15 years, Dad, and it has been so hard.
It's like 15 years. You were only 6 when you started, then.
Right. Right. It was. So I'm just so excited I finally tracked you down, Dad. And I just want to, like I said, I just want to come over and give you a big hug.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's nice.
I'm not looking for any money, if that's what you think.
No. I know that. I can understand that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. But I can't, that's interesting. Very interesting.
Well, yeah. So, Dad,
what time of the day is it now? Where are you now, then?
It's 5 a.m. I'm here in Hampshire. It's 5 a.m., right? Or about 5:30?
Well, yeah, where are you?
I'm in Hampshire.
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
I'm here at the airport. I'm going to get... Huh?
Where
at the airport?
Where are you?
I'm coming to... You're still on Winchcombe, right?
Yeah, but I said, where are you?
I'm at the airport. Here in England.
Where are you now at this moment?
I'm outside the airport. I'm getting a taxi. I'm gonna come over and see you and give you that big hug and kiss.
I'm sorry, Tom, but I think you've got things wrong.
No, I just want to give you a big hug and kiss, Dad. I'm so I'm
you know how old I am. Do you know how old I am, dear?
I don't know how old you are, Dad. How old are you? I'm just going to cry.
I'm a bit older than you.
Oh, you've got to be older than me to be my dad.
You're not older than me, I am.
I'm 20. How old are you, Dad?
92.
You're 92. Yeah. Wow.
Wow,
do you know Violet?
98. Who?
Violet. What? Violet, you know Violet, don't you? She's 98. Her son is the one that created the paper toilet seat covers. That was a different call. So anyway.
Did what?
He created the paper toilet seat covers. You know the ones you put on the toilet seat and you do your business and you press the toilet and it sucks everything down. Anyway, that's completely different. I'll introduce you to Violet, too. She lives in Hampshire as well.
She what?
She lives in Hampshire also. I just can't believe this. I'm finally talking to you, Dad. Why are you laughing?
Pardon?
Why are you laughing?
I can't believe that, you know, what you're saying.
You sound so good for being in your 90s. Man.
You were
really going in the 70s, weren't you?
Pardon?
You were really doing it. And you are in your 70s, and man, my mom didn't tell me how old you were.
Yeah, yeah. No, I can't understand.
Are you remarried? Did you get remarried, or?
No.
You didn't get remarried? No. After my mom, that was it, huh?
No.
Wasn't it?
I don't quite make eggs.
You don't make eggs?
I can't make eggs. I can't be honest. I can't make out.
Do you'd like to make AIDS, sir? Have you?
Well, I'm not coming there to make out with you. No, I just wanted to give you a big hug and kiss and just say hi.
Have you ever made an AIDS, sir?
This is my life mate right here.
I'm so excited that my boyfriend has found you, his father.
Father?
I'm hoping that you will accept me and your family as your new son-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you make AIDS, sir? Have you ever made the AIDS?
Made who?
The AIDS. Have you ever made the AIDS?
I got made the hay.
The AIDS.
AIDS.
The AIDS.
Yes. Yeah. We got to spell stuff out. I understand. I understand. I had to spell Tom to you, but. AIDS, you know. AIDS.
It's from Tom to you.
Who are you talking to now?
I'm talking to you, Dad.
Who are you talking to now?
My boyfriend's a little he's a little high and drunk right now, but that's okay. You still get high?
I stopped doing it a while back,
but
anyway.
Trust me, if you smoke the stuff that he brought, you'll understand a lot of stuff. I said, if you smoke the stuff that he brought, you'll understand a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I put it in my asshole in a condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels so good.
I just had to get it through the airport.
Mm.
Yeah.
I got to put it in there, too.
Yeah.
Hey,
old man. Hey, old man.
Dad?
Old man.
Still there?
What?
Dad?
Oh, you lost your old man again.
I can't find it. Dad?
Daddy. He didn't hang up. He was still there just listening like a pervert. All right, Hollywood, I need to end the show. I've lost
my marbles.
All right, man. Sorry
to get to ask me if he farts in the show.
It was fun, man. Thanks for calling, my friend.
You too.
All right.
That was Hollywood, everybody. Milkman, I'm out of it. We need to go now. Like now.
Ryan, terminate the show.
Ryan, terminate the show, Milkman.
You don't try to call that number I just sent you? The last number I sent you.
Okay, I'll call it right now. Hang on, everybody. Who are we calling, Milkman? Tell everybody who we're calling.
We're calling the dead.
Welcome. Please enter your...
We're calling the dead, okay.
We have 52 minutes remaining. To place a call, press 1. Please enter your...
You know what I was thinking about the other day, guys? What's the best R-rated sex scene you've ever seen? I have to say that movie Wild Things. Remember that movie Wild Things from 97, 98?
What's that movie with Sharon Stone in it?
Hey, you're Rich. I can't get to my phone right now. Seriously, your name, number, you know, message.
Yeah,
I'll get back to you. Aloha.
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for
that's
the tone.
Not
to send an American aid,
that is a dad.
He's on the, good ship Disney.
At the tone, please re-
I got nothing else for you, Adam. Goodbye.
Whatever. Why did you have me call him for, man? Where'd you get his number from, anyway? Coconut.
I posted it in the gay chat.
Anyway, so alright, so what are the opinions, real quick, before we end the show? What are your favorite?
What are you doing in the gay chat?
I don't know. What are good R rated? Good R rated sex scenes. I offered the Wild Things movie. I don't know what else. I mean, there's not many of them. You know what I'm trying to say? That movies that had an R rating but had a sex scene in them. I'm trying to think here. I have to say that. That's a good one. I don't know. Maybe that's funny. What's going on now?
Hello.
Brokeback Mountain.
Great ones.
Brokeback Mountain, that's a good one. Good.
He spit on his cock and he shoves it in.
Did he really?
Oh my god, yes, he's Brokeback Mountain.
I've never seen the movie, my friend. Well, I'll take your word for it.
Oh my lord.
Yeah.
I was going to say Wild
it's
Things.
Wild.
Right when you said, what's your favorite R-rated sex scene? Oh, that, what is her name? Denise Richards. What's that other bitch's name?
I don't know, but I just know Denise Richards. I would get her on a corner, and I would make such nasty sex to her, like nasty sex to her, man. Wow.
Would you lick her taint?
Yeah, I'd lick it all, man. I'd lick all that. I'd lick the asshole, too. I don't care. Denise Richards, hell yeah.
So you do ass to mouth?
No, I don't ass to mouth. I don't do ass to mouth. Well, that, no.
So you just said you would do ass to mouth.
Ass to mouth? There's a difference. Ass to mouth and analingus are two different things, my friend.
What if she just shit a little bit?
No. Girls like that, they don't do that before they do that. No, they know how to handle. They are clean. A girl like Denise Richards, you gotta lick the taint. You gotta lick the asshole. Come on, they want you to. They're expecting you to. You know Charlie Sheen was all up in that. Yeah, who is this? That Cyan Pranks guy. Who is this? Report.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah.
Come in.
You got it right.
Good. We're into the show. But thank you for tuning in with the homosexual being the whole thing.
God. I was laughing my ass off when he came on. Hi, I'm your boyfriend. Hi, Ms. Boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know, that just probably, like, if you really thought that was his son, it just probably took the life out of him.
If he had any, yeah, that's when he probably was like, oh, God.
He got a girlfriend.
I don't want anything to do with this kid. He's committing these sinful acts of sodomy on other men.
Yeah, he just disowned him again. Yeah, true. All right, so thanks for coming to the show. Otherwise, I keep you on for a while, but I really got to go, my friend.
Okay, bye,
sexual.
All right,
bro, talk to later.
Gasp in charge, kick your ass.
All right, then.
Hey, who says we're not gay-friendly on this show? You see, we have gays on this show. That's okay. You can be a gay.
That's right.
You can be a gay and talk to us. That's all right. So any more submissions? Anybody care?
Happy, right?
Well, you know, another good one is, you know, the movie Sounds of the Lambs, where the guy is in the jail cell and the woman walks by. You know what I'm talking about? Where he's like, pretty lady. That's a good sex scene right there, too. Oh. That's one of my favorite ones. Yeah.
Did you ever see Conan the Barbarian?
This is a sex movie? I don't think I've ever seen Conan. No.
I was watching it, and Arnold is walking down the stairwell in the city. He looks over, and there's this dude giving a camel.
Ew, really?
Hilarious.
I've never seen Conan the Barbarian. I don't think my mom let me watch that when I was little. Uh-huh. That sounds good. I might want to watch that one day.
Funny as hell.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that sounds like some DTT action right there, you know? All right, Milkman, take us out of here quickly, please. You got less than 2 minutes.
Half that minute brought to you. Half that minute was brought to you by MadHouseLives.com. We especially like to thank all our AFAT listeners out there. 2 minutes is up. Thank you for tuning in. Come back next. I'd like to thank all our friends out there, Madhouse, Live 98.6, the Mouth, the Chat Room, Sardini, Lonesome Loser, the man of man's man's the number hit man, Mr. Lonesome Loser. Welcome back, my friend. Also, we have Ted in the house, Dr. Tug, he's in the house. Bye, guys.
Yeah,
everybody.
It's good
Thanks
to see Ted.
This should call. Thanks for tuning in.
It was good to see Ted. Thank you, Ted.
Yes,
thank you, Ted.
Ted,
Ted.
Ted the Web. Ted, you got to come back to Web, Web, Web call. Man. Over there, Dino, and she'll be good. Dr. Zolar G, Mr. Zolar. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Party Nation. Check him out, man. The Zolar's going to get you some ass, take some names later. No prisoners will escape alive. That's right. And El Manito, you're the man, you're the guy that carries it on. The actual man, thank you so much for having this show with us tonight, my brother. Also, all our listeners out there, we love you because you know what? El Manito and I, Chuck, the gang over here, we love you, man. That's why we do this every week. It's a labor of love. So please tune in next week. Invite a friend for a laugh. And share a smile.
Yeah.
All right, back to my hermanito, and we kiss you got 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right, I want to thank everybody who listened into the show tonight. I want to thank Wilson Losers, Wilson did already. I want to thank everybody else. I want to thank all the gentlemen.
Everybody who came over from MuckSticky.com.
MuckSticky.
MySpace.
And MuckSticky, hey, MuckSticky's my friend. MuckSticky is my friend. Everyone, be sure to go to TuckerMike.com. That's Tuck's website. Be sure to visit. Ted has a new, he's got a new prank call station, I know. I forgot what it is, so I can't give it out. I think it's Prankpedia.com, so everyone check that out. And as we said before, everyone visit SeanWard.net.
Back in action.
That's SeanWard.net. S-E-A-N Ward. W-A-R-D.
Chocolate Eater Kid.
Yeah, the good pranks out there. Be sure to check those out. Every Tuesday he's going to have those up.
Yeah.
And tomorrow Zolar will be on with the Zolar Vision Show.
It's
all
Bible.
All right, everybody. I'm going to go get laid. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Are you gay? Do you have nothing better to do?
Am I what?
Are you gay?
Am I low? No, I'm not low.
Do you have, nothing better to do?
Turn up your head.
You have nothing better to do.
You know, the person who's accusing me of being gay, who sounds like he has a penis in his mouth 24/7, has a lot to say for himself.
Huh.
When you
that's why you're still stuck on this shitty channel.
Oh, that's not nice to say, man. You're hurting my feelings.
Okay, sure.
You're
just fucking call my house.
You're still deaf, okay? You're still deaf. You're still not funny. You're a loser. You're still a pedophile. And your mother picks firms and has a mustache. So what do you have to say about that? Exactly.
Kids.
You
go ahead and enjoy that pussy, okay?
Okay.
Stop it and go to bed.
All right.
You keep doing that because you know what?
Enjoy.
I'm a talented, low-life fuck.
You're talented.
Syndicate. You know that? Lego, Zerba, maybe even Rev. I don't know yet. They're moving on to bigger and better things. But you are still stuck on this low-life fucking little channel. You only get fucking 30 people. You're not getting anybody else.
I got more
so
than
you know
that.
What?
I've got 92 listeners right now. Okay, how many listeners do you have again?
480.
You have 480 listeners right now?
Yes.
Listening to you?
Big blue web.
Me?
Yeah, you right now? You have 480 listeners right now listening to you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what happened? Why are you so upset?
I'm like your untalented ass. You're not getting shit.
Numbers. Isn't this your cell phone number? Isn't this your cell phone number we called?
No.
So what is it? Is your house number?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call your house number, man. I mean, what, did I wake anybody up?
Yeah.
Who did I wake up? Your mom?
Yeah, the whole family.
Oh, jeez. Well, I hope no one ever calls that number again, my friend. It would really be bad if someone would ever call you an accident.
Give it out, and
you'll
see what happens.
Are you going to sue me for that, too? You dumb fuck, you fucking pedophile. What are you going to do?
You
really
have nothing else to do.
You have started a war, sir. When I'm through with you, you will not be able to bring your face into anybody on the internet.
Is that going? You actually went into a camp floor under my name?
to go spam up my screening?
Yeah, that's... Oh. I wish I understood what you're saying right now, but sure, I'll take the blame for it, whatever you're saying.
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
Take the Peter out of
what
now.
What are you saying?
God damn no, though, what I'm saying.
God damn
because
no.
You know what? Yeah, because you're the only one that I am on that screening. And it's you.
What did I do? What did I do?
You know that you did.
You know what you did. Oh, man. So,
yeah,
what are you so, what are you, good. Your panties up in a bunch for? What is the big fucking
feet.
Problem? I called
that's
you.
The big problem?
I called you to talk to you. And so Syndicate is not talented. And you're saying that nobody in Syndicate is worth anything. Not talented. Hmm? Adam? Bragmaster? Major Chaos? What is this to call? He hung up already, didn't he?
Is Zola up here on your feet again?
Hello, sir.
Bill, up here on your feet again.
I don't know. All right, well, everybody got...
There we go. You got the details for him. Hey, let's try to call him back.
Can Zolar pee on his feet again?
I don't know.
Can Zolar pee on his feet? Zolar, call in. Zolar, call in.
I was going to end the show, too. This sucks. Right, let me try to get him back on the line.
Zolar, quit. We got the...
Who's this?
This is that Flap House guy.
Hey, Flap House. Who?
Flap House. I did the email. I wanted to get that prank master. The dude was like, poink master.
Yeah.
Master
I never. It's his heart. I know what you're talking about. That's when Reclude called in imitating him, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think I found that. So what? How do you know a prank master? How did you just hear from our show? You started hearing that, or how did that end up happening?
Yeah, I've been listening to your guys' show for, say, the past 6 months.
Yeah, he's pretty pathetic, isn't he?
No, I love it, man.
No, I'm saying, yeah, prank master's pretty pathetic, that guy. You know the whole story, right?
Oh, yeah, the famous master gang.
Oh, like some pet or some shit?
Yeah, he was a pedophile.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I'm going to get that to you tomorrow, right? I found it. As a matter of fact, I found that before the show today. I found that file, so I'll send that to you. I know what you're talking about.
There's another one where you get this dude to drop the phone in the bathtub and shit.
Yeah, that's Charlie Patton.
Charlie Patton.
Like, I looked for it. It's August 19th or some shit.
I think so, yeah. It's up there. It's called Charlie's Phone in the Tub. It's up on the website. You should be able to find it on the pranks.
Okay.
All right, man.
It's a classic.
That was the best call
of 2007.
How do you get in the chat room?
Yeah.
If you go to the Syndicate site, they got a chat room there for us, and then you can also go to the Madhouse site. You click on the chat link. There's a link that says chat, and right there you can go right into the chat room.
You guys only do Thursday nights and shit?
Yeah, Thursday nights only, but you know the station's on 24/7, but Thursday night is the live night's Thursday night at 10 Eastern.
I'm Central Time, and I came here at 11 thinking it was the right time, but you guys just ended the show.
Yeah, 11 will be too late. That's midnight, and we usually start wrapping up around that time.
Okay.
All right, man. Well, next week, and I'll send that to you tomorrow, sometime tomorrow. But like by the afternoon, I'll send you a copy of that. All right. All right, bro. Thanks. Tell everybody you know.
Yep.
All right, man.
Later.
That's a new listener from the podcast. I believe he started listening on the podcast, and now he's a live listener. That's how we do things. Dude, we were leaving, right? Until we got
some.
Yeah,
great.
A number
man.
In the chat room.
Hell yeah.
Good night, everybody.
And he's also a big Prankmaster fan.
Yeah, who isn't, man? We all love Prankmaster. You come to
the gangbang call.
You come to my house. And
just jingles potato chips.
Everyone fucking call.
Potato chips.
Everyone fucking call.
Chips.
Call Prankmaster tonight. Let him know how you feel. What he said about us in Syndicate. Please, let him know. On us.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.